This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Helen is an injection drug user, a street worker, and an ex-con. The junior doctor, we'll call him Tom, who was taking care of her in the hospital, found her arrogant and unpleasant, and felt she brought on her own problems through her own hedonistic behaviors. Just as there is no person without bias, there is no health provider without judgmental feelings. It is not what you feel about others that's important, but why you feel that way and how you behave toward them. Only by understanding the why can we hope for a change in the how. Judith Goldborough wrote those words a half a century ago. Understanding judgmental feelings is complicated, and our feelings change as our experiences change. We come to assume that our way is the best way, or at least it's better than their way. For example, Tom, the junior doctor, was forced to care for Helen over 6 weeks while treating her serious heart infection. Over the period, he came to understand how the poverty, the need to support her 3 children, and the trauma she suffered as a child molded her behaviors. Not only did he grow to enjoy talking with Helen, but he found that he respected many of her goals and her commitment. At one point, Helen told Tom that when they first met, she could feel he was disgusted by her, and he scared her. Initially, she said, he stood an unusual distance away. He wouldn't look her in the eyes. He folded his hands across his chest, and he wouldn't touch her, even when he needed to examine her. Tom was shocked. While he did feel that way, he thought he'd hid his feelings exceptionally well. Tom's values, the worth he assigned to people and surroundings, came from his own life experiences and his interactions. He'd never known an IV drug user or a prostitute, and he'd made assumptions based on how his community regarded these people. It's their stereotype. His righteous indignation, feeling superior to her, was based on his labels and his assumptions of attributions about her life. Helen's life experiences were so different, Tom couldn't relate. Initially, he tried hard to repress those personal feelings and disgust to comply with his professional role, that of being a doctor. But it's impossible to split our private half from our professional half. Our sense of what is right and what is wrong doesn't change between work and home. The feelings that drive our behaviors are often unconscious, and they often prevent us from truly hearing another person to learn how they really are. Even when we think we are repressing our personal feelings, they come out in subtle and not so subtle ways. Slamming doors, blaming the victim, acting aloof and rushed, developing headaches, or passing the patient on to a more junior provider, in this case, the intern. It turns out that being aware of tendencies to be judgmental is the first step in moving toward understanding and empathy. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.